This is Nip Tuck Saturdays with Dr. Stephen T. Greenberg, a nationally renowned board-certified plastic surgeon, well-known for his surgical expertise and groundbreaking techniques. Taking pride in helping his patients achieve the most natural results possible, get ready to learn everything about cosmetic surgery, beauty, and health. And now, here's your host, Dr. Stephen T. Greenberg.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Stephen Greenberg, along with my associate, Dr. Jeremy Nick.
Hi, everybody.
Jenny.
Hi, everyone.
It is a Nip Tuck Saturday right here on WABC. So we are here every Saturday from noon until 1, talking about everything from cosmetic surgery, beauty, and health. We have a lot to cover today, Dr. Nick and Jenny.
I can't wait.
I am excited.
First thing is, Kylie Jenner, she's 20. She gave birth. First of all, I don't like the name of the kid, Stormy. Name is Stormy.
It's a very standard name. What do you mean?
Stormy. Yeah, exactly. But the question is she going to bounce back? People ask me all the time, will I bounce back after having a kid? And I really think it has to do with a lot of things, Jenny. I mean, you can attest to this. It has to do with how old you are.
Age is that
the number one factor, you think?
Age, yes.
You know, it has to do with skin elasticity, genetics, all sorts of things. And it also has to do with the sort of things that you do after having a kid. If you're working out, if you're eating right, it all has to do with a combination of diet, exercise, and genetics. And Dr. Nick, we at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery do a lot of mommy makeovers. So why don't you explain what the new modern mommy makeover entails as well?
Modern mommy makeover. What we address is that stretching of the muscles that happens with pregnancy, where they come apart. So even if you're in the gym working out, doing your sit-ups, and you can't get those muscles to come right together, we do that. We corset those muscles, bring them together, get rid of that extra skin below the belly button, and we can lift the breasts, augment the breasts, and do some other work at the same time.
Oh, so the number one part of a mommy makeover is obviously getting that belly done, getting the abdomen back to the way
it used
to be.
I call it the core. The core back.
Absolutely. Okay. The core is so important.
And Jenny, you see a lot of the mommy makeover patients in the office at Greenberg.
I have a lot of moms in my office, and they want their body back. You know, they're done having kids, or even, you know, after their children. Right, Dr. Nick?
I find the stretch marks are like the
key.
Yeah, they're the key. That's what's left over after pregnancy, and that loose skin. And so many women just complain about that afterwards. It's so common.
So it's a couple of things. It's getting the muscles toned back up, you know, with the tummy tuck.
Yes.
It's removing the extra skin. And we do a lot of liposuction at the same time, like on the love handle areas as well as the legs.
It goes hand in hand. It's about creating that harmony and getting that waist to come in. Not just about removing skin, but liposuction, those love handles and the bra roll, you know, that roll below the bra everyone has.
Contouring.
The contouring.
So important.
All about the contouring. I think Kylie will bounce back. That's my prediction.
How come we never saw her pregnant?
Yeah, no. She.
I wanted to see her pregnant.
She really.
I'm like, did she get fat? Did she gain a lot of weight?
Why do you want to see her pregnant?
Because I wanted to see how much weight she really truly gained.
Oh, you
want? I would like to know.
I got you.
You know,
they would never let you show that. One of the funniest things about all the Kardashians, and we talk a lot about the Kardashians right here on Nip Tuck Saturday. What we talk about is all the other Kardashians, and they're out there, but she really laid low. I think that she's shy in general. You know, and I've met her, but I think that she's shy. And the thing about her is that she's young and she has time to kind of bounce back. But she didn't want to show everybody what she's done, you know, in terms of what she looked like with pregnancy. Now, that brings me to another point about Kylie. She made the number one transition of all of the Kardashians or Jenners, whatever they are, besides Khloe. Khloe went from zero to, I think, is much better looking now. But Kylie also completely changed the way she looks. And a lot of that, Dr. Nick, had to do with injections of her face, her lips, her cheeks.
Her lips are like famous.
They are.
Patients come in saying, give me Kylie's
young
lips.
Young girls, too.
Overdone, though, in my opinion. Now,
I agree. It's a little too much.
Yeah, we like very natural when you do lip injections and facial injections. But, you know, I haven't treated her, but I do think she's had other things, maybe her nose and maybe a chin implant and other things like that besides injections. But you can really make natural differences, which I don't think Kylie has. And when we're looking at someone at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery, Dr. Nick and myself, you know, can attest to that we like that natural look. We don't like it overdone.
The goal is for someone to say, wow, you look so good. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what it is, but you look amazing. That's the kind of result we're looking for. Natural, sort of people are kind of left guessing what's going on look.
Yeah, it's important for us to get that natural look. Now, the other components to a mommy makeover are very simple. They're breast surgery, like either a breast augmentation or a breast lift, as liposuction that we just said. And one of the most recent advances in our mommy makeover at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery is Jenny's specialty, which is the vaginal rejuvenation
part.
And labiaplasty. The labia part. The women
lady
parts.
Part.
The lady parts.
The lady
the labia parts, as I say.
Lady parts.
Yes.
So what we could do, this is one of Dr. Nick's most favorite things to do besides noses is a labiaplasty.
Just likes to look
I think you're trying
labia.
To say I'm working on both, you know, sides here, both ends.
Both
almost.
Ends, exactly. So you know what? I mean, I don't think Kylie Jenner will need this, but
no,
I think that the basis of a mommy makeover is everything from head to toe, whether it's the skin, the breasts, the belly, the liposuction, the vaginal area, everything we can kind of make rejuvenated very simply.
The idea, I think, overall to think about is, you know, you have that child, you're done, you've done the hard parts. We want to basically get your body back.
That's
the kind of
right.
point.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, when we come back, we're going to take some email calls and I mean, some emails and also some phone calls as well. If you want to reach us, it's greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com or if you call 212-319-4999, that's 212-319-4999, we can take your calls for complimentary consultations. The operators are standing by now to do that. Or go to greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com. When we come back, we're talking about 10 tips to lose weight faster and also, a little bit about men and cosmetic surgery. That and so much more coming right back here on Nip Tuck Saturday. This is Dr. Steven Greenberg.
This is board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Steven Greenberg. Have you ever dreamed of having that cosmetic surgery procedure that you always wanted? Whether it be a breast augmentation, liposuction, tummy tuck, or any other procedure, this is a great time of year to have it. And it's not just for the women anymore. Guys also do a lot of liposuction, male chest reduction, hair transplant, nose jobs, and so many other procedures. The Greenberg Rapid Recovery Systems will get you back to work in just 24 hours for most procedures. There are a lot of financing options available as well. So if you want to come on down for a complimentary consultation and see what's best for you, I'd love to see you in one of my offices, whether it be Manhattan, Woodbury, Long Island, or Southampton. Give myself or one of my associates a call at 212-319-4999. That's 212-319-4999 or greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Steven T. Greenberg.
Call Dr. Steven Greenberg right now, 212-319-4999.
This is Dr. Steven Greenberg, along with my associate, Dr. Jeremy Nick, and Jenny. We are back right here on Nip Tuck Saturday on 770 AM. We are going to go to the phone lines. If you want to reach us, it's greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com or you can call 212-319-4999. We're happy to take your calls either right back here or on the air. And if you want to make a complimentary consultation, this is a great time to do it. The girls are standing by and we'll make that appointment for you. We're going to go right to the phone lines and take our first call. Who's on the phone with us?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You're
hi.
On the, you're on with Dr. Greenberg and Dr. Nick. It's a Nip Tuck Saturday. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, hi, Dr. Greenberg. My name is Susan. I'm so excited to speak with you. I've heard such great things about you.
Great, Susan. Now, Susan, where do you live?
I live in Long Island.
Terrific. And how old are you?
I hate to say it, but I'm just about to turn 50, so I really think I need you.
Okay, this would be a great time. Now, tell me what bothers you. What questions do you have for us?
Well, I've never done anything before on my face, but I'm really starting to see the signs of aging, and I've got some lines in my forehead and some vertical lines around my smile and even some of those crow's feet around my eyes.
Okay.
I'm trying to know what to do.
So what we would do for you, Susan, is to use a little Botox and get rid of those wrinkles between the eyebrows. Those are called glabellar or 11 lines. We can get rid of the crow's feet that you said with a little Botox, as well as the wrinkles of the forehead. Now, often we combine that with injections on the face, Dr. Nick, and those are most common with Restylane or Juvederm.
Yes, and fillers overall is what I would call it. Now, Susan, you mentioned those lines around the mouth and below. A lot of people get deepening of that line, the laugh lines around the mouth as well, and some of the jowling or the sort of the cheek coming down against your jaw kind of thing going on.
Now, are there any other aspects of your face, Susan, that bother you most?
You know, I'm starting to see a little drooping and maybe some bags under the eyes, too. I think it's all happening.
Yeah, so one of the things, that's very common, by the way. You're not alone. Dr. Nick has the same thing. But
what?
You're not alone. It's very common to show age around the eyes, the extra bags that you have, the extra skin and fat there. We can get rid of, and we use something called an eyelid lift. And an eyelid lift is a way to get rid of the bags, to remove the extra skin and kind of pull it up. It's an in-office procedure, Susan. You go right back to work very soon, so there's not a lot of downtime. And you're going to look years younger with an eyelid lift.
Wow, so like 20 years younger? Wow.
Well, we also use our magic wand at the same time. So, yes, you're going to look, 5, 10, or even more years younger when we do eyelid lifts. We do many of them in the office, ambulatory center. You go home right away after, very little downtime. And we often can combine an eyelid lift with other facial cosmetic surgery, such as a facelift or something else at the same time.
It's a game changer, Susan, a game changer.
You're in good hands.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the call. And
we
look forward to seeing you soon.
Bye.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So it's amazing that, the eyes do show age more than anything else. More than any other aspect of the face, the eyes can really make you look older.
How many times have you heard the phrase from patients, "I just look tired"? Mm-hmm. I slept last night, but I look tired. Why is that?
Yeah, that is so common. This is Dr. Steven Greenberg along with Dr. Jeremy Nick. It's a Nip Tuck Saturday here on WABC. We're going to go right back to the phone lines to take our next call.
Hi, my name is Steve. I'm from Rockland. Listen to the show. It sounds great. I just want a quick question for you.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
How are you?
Doing well, guys. This is a little difficult coming on the radio and talking about, but I live in the gym, and I feel like I've plateaued, and everything's getting bigger except my chest, right? I'm a little insecure about the chest. Any info or any kind of guidance you guys could give me?
Well, Dr. Nick and Jenny, you both know about working out a lot and not getting the results that you really want.
Wait, whoa. That's a very double-edged comment right there.
Well, I know you guys work out a lot. Uh-huh.
Because my chest is, is busting through the seams of my suit here.
I see it.
So I can understand what you're saying, my friend. I understand that, Steve. So it's very common what you're complaining about. A lot of people do. Even people that work out a lot, those pec muscles can get really big and get really strong. But many men, 30 up to 50%, have something called gynecomastia. It's having a little bit of that gland tissue underneath the nipple and even more than that. It can be painful. It does not have to be, both on the same sides. And it does not go away with working out.
Yeah, and one of the other things, Dr. Nick and Jenny, is that we can see not just enlargement from working out and from fat, but sometimes steroids and different medications cause enlargement of the male chest. And there's several studies that show that, older men, about 60 to 70% of them may have enlargement of the male chest at some point in their lifetime. And it's pretty simple to get rid of. We do it an in-office procedure. You go home right away after, Dr. Nick, and, patients look really good right away.
Yeah, and, but liposuctioning that chest really makes a difference. If you have really nice muscles hiding underneath this, this tissue, liposuction, a little bit of removal, all of a sudden it's a huge change. It really makes a nice difference.
Steve, any other questions for us?
No, that was great. Thank you, guys. I'll follow up with you, actually, and I'll call the office.
Yeah, we'd love to
see
you.
Great call, Steve. Great
call. How do I get in touch with you again?
Call 212-319-4999 or greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com. And, Steve, we actually have the phone lines open right now if you want to make a complimentary consultation. That's 212-319-4999. This is Dr. Steven Greenberg along with Dr. Jeremy Nick and Jenny. So thank you so much for the call, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
It's amazing how difficult it is to lose certain areas of the body that you want to, like the chest or guys' abdomen, love handles. Those are very common areas in guys. And the number of cosmetic surgery procedures in men continues to increase. We're doing about 20 to 30% men, Dr. Nick and myself, at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery.
No one would ever guess that. It's one of the most untold stories we have, where more and more guys are coming in for Botox, fillers, hair removal.
I love it.
Liposuction like crazy.
The waiting room's full of them.
Yeah, and the thing is that no guys ever think about this. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk about it as much as women do, but it's very common. It's growing.
It used to be the women came in and the guys would stay home, and now the guys are dragging the women in. Listen, some of the guys are a little bit overweight. Some of them, you know, just can't lose that.
Wait, you're pointing to me? I'm not even over. Everyone should go to the website and see what we look like. Please, I encourage you. See what we look like, please.
Yes. I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't talking about
you. Oh, you're pointing to someone else.
But, you know, it's hard to lose those areas. All right. I want to talk a little bit about diets because everyone tries to lose as much weight as they can. And what happens is after the new year and after the Christmas parties and the New Year's parties and all that, people tend to put on 6 to 8 pounds a year.
Wow.
That's exceptionally common. Yeah.
And if
you don't make modifications in your diet and exercise, every year you're going to pour on that weight. And by the time you know
it's up.
Yeah, you're very big. So, okay, I'll give you 8 ways to lose weight even faster. And these are very common sort of tips. Number one, high protein breakfast. I am the worst at this.
I don't eat
breakfast.
I'm sorry. But,
and the reason that I can't take off weight is because I don't eat. It's the opposite, Jenny, and you know this more than anyone. You're into exercise and diet.
Jenny eats like steaks in the morning.
I do.
Very
protein.
Very important to eat a high protein breakfast. Here's number two, and these are 8 ways to lose weight even faster. Avoid the sugary drinks and the fruit juice. People think drinking that glass of orange juice or apple juice.
Terrible.
There's so much sugar in that.
It's all sugar.
Yeah.
And even more so when you're having those alcoholic drinks. We were talking about this on last week's show, the pina coladas and the strawberry daiquiris and all of that. They're adding up to 500, 600, 700 calories.
That's empty calories.
In one drink. Yeah, you probably should avoid that. Drink water about a half hour before meals. Look, I'm a big one to say you have to drink at least 8 to 15 glasses of water a day. In order for a lot of things, but that helps you lose weight. If you try to drink water a half hour before you go out or go for a meal, you're going to lose some weight. Also, choose weight loss friendly foods. What does that mean? When you go to the restaurant, tell them no butter, no oil, all those things. Eat a lot of fiber. Coffee or tea helps, and make sure it's unprocessed foods that you're eating. And when you're looking at carbs, all has to be whole wheat based. So avoid the white starches.
So like substitute your French fries for a salad, basically.
Yeah. And you know what the biggest problem with salads is?
Don't load it up with crap.
Yeah, you can't put the stuff on it. The stuff's the best part.
I know.
The stuff, the cheese,
the sunflower seeds with the cranberries and hummus.
Yeah, you have to be really careful about the dressing. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife is key at this in terms of...
You carry dressing with you.
You can't, well...
I sometimes do that.
She takes it out of her bag.
What you can't do is pour the dressing on it. See, I'm the sort that orders extra dressing and pours it on, as opposed to someone like my wife will dip her fork in the dressing so you don't get dressing
and
too much.
I feel like a key to this is to order your dressing on the side.
Absolutely.
Or else if you don't, they pour it on like no other.
But that's the way I like it.
I know, like a Niagara Falls, like dripping salad dressing. I know what you're talking about.
All right, so it's really tough to lose weight. Now, there are problem areas that you're not going to be able to deal with. No matter how much weight you lose, the weight tends to go up and down. So this is Dr. Steven Greenberg along with Dr. Jeremy, Nick, and Jenny, and it's a Nip Tuck Saturday here on 770 WABC. When it's very difficult to lose those pounds, we can do different things to help you out. We can freeze fat away, we can melt fat away, we can suck fat away. So there's a lot of things, Dr. Nick, that we can do.
The love handles, the bra roll, the thighs, inside and outside the thighs, some parts of the butt, the chest. All of these areas are so stubborn. We have people who lose 100 pounds and they cannot lose those areas of fat. It's almost evolutionary how adapted we are to keep that fat. That's why plastic surgery exists.
That's right.
So we have non-invasive ways and we have some other ways of taking that fat out, but we got to get that out.
Well, one of the ways that's non-invasive that we can do is something called Cool Sculpting. And Cool Sculpting, you come to the office and we freeze it away.
It's like the Star Wars of plastic surgery. Imagine I told you there's a way we can freeze. I just made up right now. Imagine there's a way you can just freeze your fat. And it's totally non-surgical. You sit down over lunch, you know, over a lunch break, and you get a treatment done. It's incredible.
Yeah, so CoolSculpting is a great way. You don't have to, you know, have any surgical procedures whatsoever. All right, I want to take some email questions, then we're going to go back to the phone lines. If you want to reach us, it's 212-319-4999. That's 212-319-4999, or GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com. Actually, the lines are open now if you want to make a complimentary consultation. Typically hard to get, but if you call now, the girls will fit you in. We're going to go take an email question. It's GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com. Jenny, who do you have for us for an email?
I actually have Tina from the Bronx. She is a 32-year-old woman, and she actually said that, unfortunately, when she puts on her jeans, her butt is flat.
Okay. So, Tina, here you go. Very, very common sort of problem that people have. We can do a lot at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery with butts. If they're too big, we can make them smaller. And Jenny's thinking of something else.
I'm like, you can make them bigger, Tina.
Okay. So we can make the butt smaller or we can make the butt bigger. And what we do to make the butt bigger is we do what's called a Brazilian butt lift. Dr. Nick, why don't you explain to us what the Brazilian butt lift is?
I just want to say before that this is what we call living the dream. You know, we get to actually do this stuff. It's amazing. The Brazilian butt lift, the hottest, fastest growing procedure in America. We can liposuction fat from all those unwanted areas we were just talking about. That fat gets purified, spun down, and we put that healthy, good fat stuff right into the butt and literally sculpt it like in front of our faces.
You're absolutely right.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. So a lot of people want a fuller, bigger butt. They want a rounded butt. So we can round it from the top. We can round it from the sides. This is an in-office procedure with very little downtime. So, Tina, yes, we can help out your butt. Not a problem. Go to Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery, or the phone lines are open right now to make a complimentary consultation, 212-319-4999. When we come back, we are going to go to the phone lines and take more of your calls. This is Dr. Steven Greenberg, and it's a Nip Tuck Saturday.
Since you've had your baby, ladies, do you notice you might leak a bit when sneezing, coughing, or jumping on a trampoline? Now there's the Viviv Solutions available in just one doctor's visit. If you've noticed some changes down there and you're not okay with it, ask your doctor about Viviv Solutions. For more information, go to Viviv.com. That's Viviv.com.
We are back. It's Dr. Steven Greenberg, and it is a Nip Tuck Saturday. I'm here with my associate and my right-hand man, Dr. Jeremy Nick.
Hey, everybody.
And as well as Jenny. I forgot to tell you guys,
everyone.
Our Instagram, it's Dr. Steven T. Greenberg, and it's Dr. J. Nick Plastic Surgery.
Follow us.
Follow us on Instagram. Okay, we're going to take a couple of phone line questions. It's 212-319-4999. Who do we have with us?
Hi, my name is Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Hey,
how
Beth.
Are you?
Hey,
Beth.
Good. How are you? Thank you.
Good. You're on Nip Tuck with Dr. Steven Greenberg and Dr. Nick and Jenny.
Great. I love the show.
Oh, thank you. Aww. Thank you.
What question do you have for us?
I just can't seem, no matter what I use, to get rid of these wrinkles around my eyes.
Okay. Now, both eyes, obviously, right?
Both eyes.
Do you have wrinkles anywhere else on the face?
No, not really.
Okay. Simple thing to do, Beth. We can get rid of that. A little Botox takes care of it. We often will combine that with kind of laser procedures in some patients to smooth out the skin. But there's tons of things that we can do to help get rid of those. Botox takes about 5 minutes to do and lasts about 5 months.
Oh, wow.
And Beth, by the way, simple things. Number one, minimize your sun exposure when you wear sunscreen, SPF 30 or more. People buy like SPF, I don't know, 50. You really only need 30 or more, especially with, you know, the summer coming by. Number two, you got to get skin care and skin maintenance. It's really important. The biggest organ of our whole entire body. And most people don't take a single thing for it. So skin maintenance, I think, is so important.
That's a good point.
It's totally true. And the last thing, Botox. 13 million people in the country are doing Botox. And that's just a stat
that's
thrown
a
out
lot.
There. It's a lot of people. Can you imagine, you know, amongst adults, that's 13 million. So Botox is simple. It works. People love it. It's a reason why it became so popular. And there's no downtime. It's so simple. You can do it during lunch. You can do it at nighttime. You can do it whenever you want. It's very, very simple. But you remember, you're not buying Botox, you're buying the injector. The person doing it, it's like artwork. It's not just about, hey, I got Botox. It's, I got Botox with Dr. Greenberg or Dr. Nick. It's a different type of thing.
Yeah, there are a lot of idiots out there doing injections.
I mean, my gas station clerk asked me if I want a Botox.
Good to know.
So, Beth, I think that will take care of most of your problems. We have a great skincare one called Cosmetic Surgeon in a Jar. If you go to GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com, you can look at it through there. It's awesome, and there's an unbelievable eye cream that will help get rid of those wrinkles.
Oh, it's awesome.
In combination with Botox, it works great.
Oh, great. I'll check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you. This is Dr. Stephen Greenberg along with Dr. Jeremy, Nick, and Jenny. It's Nip Tuck Saturday here on WABC.
Now, Dr. Greenberg, you remember that cosmetic surgeon in a jar and in a box that we wanted to roll out? I'm kind of giving people a sneak peek at this.
The sneak peek of Cosmetic Surgeon in a Box is a line that Dr. Nick and myself are unveiling, which is a body shape line. So it's a way to lift the butt. It's a way to slim the waist, slim the thighs. It's unbelievable. It's called Cosmetic Surgeon in a Box. Not available yet, but Cosmetic Surgeon.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, this is the first you're hearing about it.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really amazing.
What's cool about this is that we've been looking at all these garments from all these other companies, and we're like, it's not solving the problem.
Right.
People have love handles, they have thigh problems, their butts don't lift up
as much as they want. Cellulite and stuff? You getting a cellulite cream?
It's going to do so much for people, and it's going to be really a game changer. So I'm extremely excited about
Me
that. It's going to be hot.
Okay, so if you want to, Beth, if you or anyone wants to get that cosmetic surgery jar, go to GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com. Again, phone lines are open, 212-319-4999. We're happy to make a complimentary consultation for you. Okay, Jenny, right up your alley. Two important beauty makeup trends of the spring of 2018. What about the lips? What color?
Pink.
It's pink.
I knew it.
It's pink.
I didn't study.
For real?
Yeah.
Bright red
That's
and pink.
That's what everyone has. They have
are
those pretty pink
yeah,
lips.
They call cherry pop lips
Ooh,
now. Summer
pop.
Lip tones are bright and beautiful.
Cherry pop.
Now they're very perky. Dolce & Gabbana use a whole range of these in
very
all
cool.
their ads. And yeah, they're in. Now the other beauty trend for 2018 for the spring, electro bright eyes. I hate this, by the way.
What? What
you
is
don't
that?
Like really makeup, though. You're more natural.
I don't. Yeah.
What's that?
Dr. Greenberg is wearing makeup. I'm saying his in woman. That's
okay. Tell everyone, or at least tell Dr. Nick, because he's the only one that doesn't know what this is. Tell them what those electro pop eye makeup looks like.
Yeah, what is that, Jenny?
So basically, it's bright blue. Am I talking about like bright blue, electric orange?
Exactly.
Green,
what, eyelashes?
Eyeshadow, correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Eyeliner,
yeah,
purple mascara.
In the pastels.
Like the 80s.
Yeah, back to the 80s. Now,
like Cyndi Lauper.
I personally think if your eyes don't look good, this is drawing attention to areas that are terrible.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, all right. So let's get back to lips. We just had Valentine's Day not too long ago, and what happens is, you know, the focus is on lips. And yes, the pinks are in, the reds are in, but the focus in our office at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery, Dr. Nick, is often to make those lips look better in other ways.
We want kissable lips with pout. It's not that simple to create this. Now, there's tons of videos on Instagram available. On our Instagrams at Dr. Stephen T. Greenberg and Dr. J. Nick Plastic Surgery, we post a lot of videos about this. Creating nice lips is such an art. And I got to tell you, I love doing this.
You get excited.
I get so happy just thinking of the result that we can create in literally 20 minutes. It does not take that long.
So it's quick and simple, and it takes a few minutes to do, and it lasts about 6 months. We use a lot of Restylane and Juvederm and all those sort of products when we do our lip injections, and patients love it. You know, it's not like the days in the past where it looked fake. In the past, I think people looked really fake and overdone in cosmetic surgery procedures. But us, we at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery like a very natural look.
Yeah, and very often, by the way, we don't always give a full treatment or a full syringe in one area because it's exaggerated.
Baby steps.
Right. We take baby steps. You got to have someone to hold your hand and to take you to the right
less
finishing line.
Less is always more. Is that correct?
I think less is more, especially in the right person.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's go right back to the emails. If you want to reach us, it's GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com. And you have from Brad. Jenny, who do you have?
So I have Brad, who is from Nassau County, and he is complaining about his hairline. Dr. Nick?
Whoa.
Just kidding.
She's looking straight at me and saying, Hold on. First of all, Dr. Greenberg and I, we're both
challenged.
That's all right, because I have tape and extensions. I'm good.
So wait, you can't let that go by. Tell me about, what is this, tape and extensions? That's
so
not your real hair?
So instead of clip-ins, because honestly, in the morning, I don't have time
right. To
do clip-in extensions, and I want longer hair, and it's
okay. Tape-in.
Really? It's the most amazing, look, it's real.
Are you regaining your hair?
No, this is tape. This isn't her face.
Tape
some on
to lengthen it.
Tape some on for him.
Listen, let's do it.
Next show, you're taping hair onto my hair.
I love that idea.
I want blonde.
Let's bring it. Sorry, Brad, about his email. We're ignoring this gentleman who's having hairline problems.
Let me tell you,
we can fix you.
Not only can we fix you, I feel you, buddy. Because, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you see hair in your pillow, you freak out. You're like, oh, my God, what do I do? Then you take Rogaine and Propecia, and it starts changing the way you live your life. There are so many better things out there. PRP, platelet-rich plasma. We can inject platelets into your hair to help almost fertilize it. And now with our new technique for neograft hair grafting, especially all of our Instagrams, there's minimal downtime. Hairs get implanted one by one. It looks so natural. No one ever knew what happened. All of a sudden, you know, mm-hmm. Someone might see you 6 months later and be like, holy cow, you look amazing.
It builds their self-confidence.
So we take hair out of the back of the head, and that hair is never going to fall out. We put it where we want. It grows. It's your own natural hair, and it works. It's unbelievable.
And it's permanent. It's not like, oh, this is going to last for a year or two. It lasts forever. That's the whole point of this.
Okay, when we come back, we'll take some more of your questions. If you want to reach us, it's greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com or 212-319-4999. The phone lines are open now if you want to make a complimentary consultation. The girls are standing by to make those appointments for you. We're going to take some more email questions, and we're going to tell you when we come back why friendship is so important to your health. Jenny, you're going to attest to that?
Friendship is very important.
Are you my friend?
I'm both your friends. I hope you're my friends.
We're going to tell you that. We'll also
especially
tell you,
Saturdays.
Listen to this one.
Saturdays,
six
yes.
surprises. Ways that whiskey is actually good for your health.
I can't wait for that one.
We're going to see that and so much more. It's Dr. Stephen Greenberg's GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com, and it is a Nip Tuck Saturday. We're coming right back.
This is board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Stephen Greenberg. Have you ever dreamed of having that cosmetic surgery procedure that you always wanted? Whether it be a breast augmentation, liposuction, tummy tuck, or any other procedure, this is a great time of year to have it. And it's not just for the women anymore. Guys also do a lot of liposuction, male chest reduction, hair transplant, nose jobs, and so many other procedures. The Greenberg Rapid Recovery Systems will get you back to work in just 24 hours for most procedures. There are a lot of financing options available as well. So if you want to come on down for a complimentary consultation and see what's best for you, I'd love to see you in one of my offices, whether it be Manhattan, Woodbury, Long Island, or Southampton. Give myself or one of my associates a call at 212-319-4999. That's 212-319-4999 or GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Stephen T. Greenberg.
Call Dr. Stephen Greenberg right now, 212-319-4999.
This is Dr. Stephen Greenberg. We're back on a Nip Tuck Saturday. We're here every Saturday from noon until 1 o'clock. I'm here with my associate, Dr. Jeremy Nick.
Hey, everybody.
As well as Jenny.
Hi, everyone.
All right. We have so much to cover, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about this new article that came out about friendship. I thought this was really surprising, that people who reported to have many strong friendship relationships felt happier and were healthier overall, and they looked better. So by having friends, it makes you look better.
I like that. Dr. Nick, how many friends do you have?
He does.
A lot,
he works.
Right?
I hope he doesn't have friends.
A lot on social media, but
I know. That's what I was asking.
I mean,
you.
I do agree with that, but it's not friends. For the reason why you do it. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
It's not like
being
you're
friends
with
someone because you want to look good.
Yeah, like I
pick someone off of the street, like, hey.
Maybe I do that subconsciously, but yeah, maybe that's true.
I gave a keynote speech recently at a big foundation, and the whole part about my speech was, do you look better or do you feel better first? So if you feel better, do you look better? Or if you look better, do you feel better?
I like looking better.
So if you look better, then you say you feel better.
That's how I feel.
I'll tell you my take. I think if you feel better, you look better. And I'll tell you why. When people like get married and they get married to a spouse that's attractive, they will become more attractive.
You're maybe 100% right on that.
Well, I gave the example of if you're leaving the house in the morning and you have a really bad hair day, like Jenny, you may have had this morning
always
before you pasted that stuff on your head.
No. Oh my God. Wow. Real okay. comedian here.
If you have a really bad hair day, you're going to go through that day and not really do as well as you would have
right.
if you looked better. So mm-hmm. I personally think that if you look better, you're going to be more successful on that day and feel better about yourself.
I dress up for the gym. I put my makeup on. I wear a really cute outfit. Now, you know, right?
Well, yes, but there's really, in all seriousness, there's no doubt that looks impact your productivity and your business standpoint. It
Listen,
really does.
I agree with you. And we're in the business of making people look better, but also it makes people feel better. What we do as board-certified plastic surgeons at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery is make people feel better because we're making them look better in different ways.
And the experience counts. I mean, it's not just a matter of, oh, wow, my breasts look better. It's the experience around it has to work right. We're like a family.
You're absolutely right. From start to finish, like the receptionist, the girls are so sweet. Our medical assistants are amazing. Our coordinators are great. We are like a big family.
Yeah,
from start to finish.
Patients get our cell phone numbers. We see them afterwards. Yeah. People come back 5-10 years later and they're like, oh my God, you guys, I miss you guys. How are you, Jenny? How's everything?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
We're a family and that experience makes a difference.
I love that.
So it's all about if you look a little better, you're going to feel better and you're going to do better. All right. We're going to go to the phone lines. This is Dr. Steven Greenberg, greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com. Or if you want to call us and make a complimentary consultation, we'd love to see you. 212-319-4999 with offices in Manhattan, Woodbury on Long Island, as well as Southampton. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have?
Hey, this is Dave from Jersey City.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Dave, what's up,
Dave, buddy?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Good.
Love the show. And you know, I just want to bring something up. You know, for years, I've had a huge bump on my nose. Never had the time to fix it. I hate the way I look in pictures. So, you know, I just wanted to see what you would do and what you would suggest to fix that.
Okay. So we at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery do tons of noses. I'm going to let Dr. Jeremy Nick take this one because it's his favorite thing to do. He loves noses.
Dave, noses are very near and dear to my heart. And let me tell you, the selfie movement has changed that altogether because people are taking so many pictures of themselves now that these humps and bumps and all these, you know, irregularities are becoming so much more seen. So, Dave, mm-hmm. that bump you have on your nose, it's made of bone and cartilage. And the way we do it is we gently file it down. The way I do a rhinoplasty or a nose job is from the inside of the nose. So there's no external incisions. There's no packing. The recovery is very minimal. And people are back to work doing their thing very quickly. The idea is to get you a natural male nose, like a guy's nose, that's straight and you know, appropriate and looks good, and to have you breathe well. That, you know, it goes hand in hand, the breathing and the aesthetics.
So we at Greenberg Cosmetic right. Surgery do these noses as an ambulatory procedure. It's about 45 minutes. You are back to normal activities in a short period of time, looking awesome. And again, it's all about looking natural, not a lot of downtime.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that was always my concern where, you know, because I work a lot, I never have time to actually sit down and get surgery. And I was wondering about the recovery time and all that and how long that would take. But, you know, that's a breath of fresh air to hear that say quick recovery time.
Yeah, we'll definitely fix you up. Now, tell me about your breathing. Is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, I have a little, one nostril, my left nostril breathes better than the right one. I don't know if I might have a slight deviated septum or something like that as well.
You hit the nail on the head, my friend. That's exactly right. Do you know how many people have deviated septums? It is so common. You know, there are snorers out there, the people who can't breathe, especially in springtime during the allergy season. A lot of it's due to these thick deviated septums and turbinates. They make a real big difference with the way we breathe.
Now, do you snore, Dr. Nick?
Never.
You don't?
Because I don't sleep.
You look like a snore. Oh, I like that answer.
How do I look like a snore?
Dave, I
get picked on left and right.
We love you, Dr. Nick. We're not.
You see, I'm the young guy in the room. I'm like the punching bag.
You are.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you. Give the office a call, 212-319-4999, 212-319-4999. Do you know that there are 6 ways that whiskey is actually good for your health?
I would say there's more than 6, but the health. Okay, for health, you're saying
for health.
Yes. Like
number one, it lowers Winter's your okay. risk of dementia. Okay,
what?
I don't know why whiskey does it, but it does. A new report says it also serves as a digestion aid, so it makes you kind of digest better. Single malt whiskeys contain a certain type of acid better than red wine.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
With antioxidants.
With antioxidants. And drinking in moderation has benefits to the heart and blood vessels, and it could help cure the common cold. I'm not buying that at all.
Well, my grandmother used to say, when you have the cold, take a little bit of brandy, a tiny little bit, and it'll open up your lungs.
I like that.
Really?
So she might be right.
It's Dr. Stephen Greenberg along with Dr. Jeremy Nick.
Is.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we are talking about how to make your skin look better with diet alone. We're going to add some of the cosmetic surgery stuff. And we have to talk a little bit about Meg Ryan, because she used to be one of my favorites, and she no longer is.
Where is she?
We'll tell you what she looks like, even more importantly. Oh. It's Dr. Stephen Greenberg, 212-319-4999. The phone lines are open now if you want to make a complimentary consultation. And we'll be happy to take your questions right here on the air. This is Dr. Stephen Greenberg. It's a Nip Tuck Saturday.
Since you've had your baby, ladies, do you notice you might leak a bit when sneezing, coughing, or jumping on a trampoline? Now there's the Viviv Solutions available in just one doctor's visit. If you've noticed some changes down there and you're not okay with it, ask your doctor about Viviv Solutions. For more information, go to Viviv.com. That's Viviv.com.
We are back. This is Dr. Stephen Greenberg along with Dr. Jeremy Nick
and everybody.
Jenny.
Hey, everyone.
It's a Nip Tuck Saturday here on WABC 770 AM. If you want to reach us, it's 212-319-4999. We have the phone lines open now if you want to make a complimentary consultation. I'll tell you three names, Dr. Nick and Jenny, and you tell me what they all have in common. Meg Ryan, Mickey Rourke, and Renee Zellweger.
I was going to say Top Gun, but that's not true.
What do you think?
See, plastic surgery.
Bad ones. Listen, Meg Ryan used to be one of my favorites.
Yeah, she was very hot.
She was cute. Mm-hmm. Remember those days with Billy Crystal in that movie? She looked really, really pretty.
She looked beautiful.
She did. And it's gone overboard. These people have gone overboard. Here at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery, we like a very natural look. And when they're overdone, they tend to look distorted looking. So we can't do that. We have to do a natural look. And that's what we believe in when we do facelift or injections or anything at Greenberg Cosmetic
Surgery.
She
was pulled so tight by
Ryan. Scared. She's like scared.
Pulled her so tight. It looks really strange. I mean, it just goes to show you have to pick the right surgeon. Board certified plastic surgeon. Find someone who specializes in cosmetic surgery. Not everyone does. Not every board certified plastic surgeon is a cosmetic surgeon.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of these at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery, and as you guys know, we have offices in Manhattan as well as Woodbury and Long Island and Southampton. So we do a lot of these procedures between myself and Dr. Nick, and we take pride in that natural result, whatever we're doing, whether it be body work or facial work or whatever it is.
And the key is that, remember, you're not buying the product. You're not buying the surgery. You're getting the plastic surgeon. It's about trust, about relationship. And I tell my patients, I am your plastic surgeon for life. I'm coming to all your events.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to your house for dinner. I mean, he would.
Yeah,
I would. Yeah. The principle is that we want to be involved in your life forever, because it's a holy bond that we can make you look better for your whole entire time here on earth.
All right. So all of them, they look terrible and they look overdone. Listen, I've done a lot of surgery on celebrities, but I don't want people to know what we've done. We're going to go to the phone lines, 212-319-4999. If you want to call us and make a complimentary consultation, who do we have on the phone?
Hi, Brian, calling from Massapequa Park.
Well, hi,
Brian.
Brian.
What's up?
Brian, how old are you? 36?
I'm 38.
38, okay. You're on the phone with Dr. Greenberg, Dr. Nick, as well as Jenny. It's a Nip Tuck Saturday. What questions do you have for us?
All right, so I was talking to my wife, and I've always noticed, you know, when I was younger, I was a little overweight. And now I've gotten older, and I've actually slimmed down. And I always blamed my face for being heavy, right? My face is a lot rounder than I'd like it to be. So
gotcha.
I have to figure out how to lose weight in my face. And someone pointed out to me, they said, you know, it's your chin, man. Your chin isn't defined enough for what you're looking for. And I kind of thought about it and, you know, looked in the mirror, and there was some truth to that. But I guess my question is, I'm a 38-year-old guy. Is chin surgery a reality for me? Is that something that I should consider something I really want is a more defined face.
We can definitely do something, either a small chin implant or a little injection there. There are definite ways to make the chin balance the rest of the face. So you want the lower third of the face to balance the upper two-thirds very nicely. And it takes a lot into consideration. We take where the lips are and where the nose is and all sorts of things, and we can determine what makes you look better.
You know, you bring up a really good topic, because what makes a man look strong and have sort of like, you know, an aesthetic look below the nose level is their chin.
Their chin.
So right. If your chin is behind your lips, if you ever take a picture of your profile, if your chin is retruded or it's behind the lips, it doesn't look masculine. Whereas if your chin is too far ahead of your lips, it's a little overdone. So there is a fine balance between those two, you know, parameters, where you get that really good look that looks masculine and natural at the same time.
All right, doctor. Thank you. Yeah, I look forward to meeting you guys. I'm going to come in for an appointment.
Look forward to
great
seeing
call.
You in the
Hi.
Office.
Nice seeing you.
It was a pleasure. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Call. Dr. Stephen Greenberg, along with Dr. Jeremy Nick and Jenny. It's a Nip Tuck site. If you want to reach us, 212-319-4999. The phone lines are open now. If you want to call for a complimentary consultation, or go to greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com. The Pretty Skin Diet is here, Dr. Nick and Jenny. What is that?
Eating right?
It's whatever
right.
Jenny's eating.
Exactly.
Aww,
it's
thanks,
it's,
Dr.
it's,
Nick.
It's really as easy as substituting certain things. If you want to get rid of some of the fine lines on the skin, it's all about the fruits and vegetables. Strawberries, peppers, broccoli, pineapples are probably the best combination of what to
what
eat.
Is that how do you say it? What does it have in there? Bromonide or
bromelain.
Bromelain. Yeah.
That's one of
Jenny.
Them. That's one
bromelain.
but there are things that can make your skin better in terms of other things as well. I think you need to boost your intake of fish and vegetables every day. And green leafy vegetables really do a very nice job. And the fish to eat, by the way, is organic fish like wild salmon. And that's going to help your skin clear up along with getting rid of the lines.
Where do you get wild salmon from?
You get it from the wild. Wait, Dr. Greenberg, what do you take? Do you take any supplements?
I take no supplements.
His skin is nice.
I take
it actually
no,
is
you really
no
do have nice skin.
Because he's his cosmetic surgeon in a jar every morning.
Right.
I see him in the office. Yeah. He's just rubbing it on.
Yep. I test all the cosmetic surgeon in a jar. Cosmetic surgeon in a jar took me about 10 years to develop, working with laboratories from around the world to develop a skincare line that really worked. It is the first skincare line to have time-released mechanisms in it. So you put it on your skin, and it releases throughout 24 hours.
I love that.
A lot of the other skincare, what it does is it just, you know, put it on and then you sweat it off or you wipe it off
totally.
Or you wash your face.
Yeah.
But this is almost like a time release pill for your face. It's in a cream format. It also has plant stem cells. So stem cells are part of the plant that help rejuvenate different aspects of the plant, just like they do in people. We put that in our cosmetic surgeon jar eye and facial serum, and it smooths you out, and it's unbelievable.
You know, like, how many times have people walked into a skin store and you have no freaking idea
You're
what's
right.
going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's like walking into a supermarket trying to buy, like, I don't know, canned vegetables. You're like, what am I looking at? Whereas when you come to a plastic surgeon's office like our own, everything is customized. And I know how hard you worked in cosmetic surgeon Ajar, because you're so particular about everything you do that even if someone made something, you know, that looked perfect but you didn't like it, you're sending it back.
But not only the patients, they have great results.
They do.
They're excited. They're happy. And they come back for more. They buy in bulk and for their family members. And they're sending off presents to their family in Florida.
If you want to take a look, if you want to take a look at cosmetic surgeon at Jars, greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com. If you go to the site, there's a shop sort of button on it, and you can check that out as well. I want to take another email question, 212-319-4999. It's greenbergcosmeticsurgery.com. And you have Michelle asking about her breasts, right?
So Michelle is from Riverhead, New York. She is a mom of four. Wow, Michelle.
Whoa. Good
wow.
job. Right,
good job, Michelle. What question does Michelle have for us?
She wants to know in regards to an augmentation, but also she might need a lift. She says they're droopy, and when she sits, when she lays down, they kind of go under her armpit area.
Okay. So, Dr. Nick, you have the same problem?
What?
No, I'm kidding. You know, Michelle.
Again.
Michelle,
again.
Very, very, I know.
You kids,
you
Michelle.
You take a lot of abuse.
Oof.
But the breasts tend to sag, and the reason they sag bag is for one reason after pregnancy. The breasts get bigger because the glands get bigger with the estrogen and progesterone. And when the gland gets bigger, when the breast gets bigger, the skin stretches out and it doesn't go back after pregnancy. So the hormones go away, the breasts get smaller, but the skin is stretched out.
Yeah, and multiply times four.
Gosh.
Right? Four children.
Yeah.
So that skin, you know, when you see stretch marks on skin, it's signs of permanent damage. It's that skin is not bouncing back.
Stretch marks.
Yeah, of course. And especially on the breast. So those kinds of patients, they need implants, not big ones necessarily, but just to get their shape back.
Implants and a lift, most
and
likely.
A lift.
Yeah.
And a lift.
So we have to remove
amazing
the
results.
Extra skin.
And that lift really is about tightening the skin to shape around an implant. It really does it changes everything.
And we do that in the office ambulatory center. Patients go right back to normal activities within 24 hours. So at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery Centers, we have all of our own ambulatory units. And patients come in the morning, go home in the afternoon, their breasts look fantastic. And it's all about looking natural. The phone lines are open if you want to call us for a complimentary consultation, 212-319-4999 or GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com. We'll be right back.
This is board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Steven Greenberg. Have you ever dreamed of having that cosmetic surgery procedure that you always wanted? Whether it be a breast augmentation, liposuction, tummy tuck, or any other procedure, this is a great time of year to have it. And it's not just for the women anymore. Guys also do a lot of liposuction, male chest reduction, hair transplant, nose jobs, and so many other procedures. The Greenberg Rapid Recovery Systems will get you back to work in just 24 hours for most procedures. There are a lot of financing options available as well. So if you want to come on down for a complimentary consultation and see what's best for you, I'd love to see you in one of my offices, whether it be Manhattan, Woodbury, Long Island, or Southampton. Give myself or one of my associates a call at 212-319-4999. That's 212-319-4999 or GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Stephen T. Greenberg.
Call Dr. Stephen Greenberg right now, 212-319-4999.
We are back. This is Dr. Stephen Greenberg along with Dr. Jeremy Nick.
Hey, everybody.
Jenny,
hi
it
guys.
Is a Nip Tuck Saturday. We're here every Saturday from noon until 1 o'clock, so tune on in. You'll learn everything about skin and cosmetic surgery and everything else you ever want to know about beauty, fashion, and health. All right, so very common for people to come to us with a lot of sun damage. And so the sun damage that we see tends to happen when we're younger. It's all that time, Jenny, when we were younger,
that's
sitting
right.
on the beach without
no SPF,
sunblock.
With yep. the mirror and the oil baking away.
That was many, many, many years ago
many,
when
many,
you were
many,
young.
Many.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
thank
so we
you
didn't
for
use sunblock.
I was going to say months ago for Jenny.
We didn't use sunblock back then, but now it's really important. And as Dr. Nick was saying earlier in the show, it's SPS over 30. It's some other tricks to sunblock. Reapplying the sunblock, you know, really every 30 minutes, and particularly if you're sweating or going in the water, you have to reapply right after. And applying sunblock, the key to this is applying it 30 minutes before you go into the sun.
So, how often would you reapply it?
30 minutes.
That's like a lot of time.
Every 30 minutes, yeah. You have to, this is a full-time job. You know, sunblock's a full-time job. But people don't realize they have to put the sunblock on before they leave the house. Very important. Because
I didn't know that.
Sunblock doesn't work right away. So if you put sunblock on and go immediately, Jenny's
so you
looking
see
at me
those
like,
moms,
wow, this is cool.
Like they're at the beach and they're putting all the stuff on their baby's skin. So
yeah, it's too late. It's too late for them.
You know what? We got to get the sunblock police.
Yeah, we have.
Yes.
That's why everyone has to listen to Nip Tuck Saturday
yes.
here. Dr.
Everyone
Steven
listen
Greenberg.
To Dr. Greenberg. Yeah. Save your children.
It's, applying sunblock a half hour before you go out in the sun. Reapplying frequently over SPF over 30 are the keys. And having a sunblock with both UVA and UVB protection is key. Now, did you know that sun could go through your clothes?
Totally.
Yes.
Particularly in a darker bathing suit. So if you're wearing a darker bathing suit, it's penetrating. Those rays are penetrating through. So, like, they'll penetrate right through Dr. Nick's Speedo.
Yes, but you
wear that
Cheetah
all the
Speedos.
Time.
Yes, I do.
No, we're just joking about that. But it's very important to get that sunblock applied even before you put your bathing suit on because you'll get burnt in areas that you probably don't want to get burnt.
I agree. Oh. Now, fastest growing cancer in America.
It's definitely skin cancer.
Yes.
It's basal cell and squamous cell and even melanomas. And it's because the ozone layer and the sun exposure when we were younger. Now, we at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery don't just do cosmetic surgery, but we have a full-time dermatology division as well as our plastic surgery division. And the dermatologists do all sorts of body checks. And I would encourage everyone listening to this show right now.
The most important thing to say of all things, I think.
Mm-hmm. Call the office. Our dermatologists take insurance, and then they'll do body checks on you. They'll make sure there's no skin cancers. They'll follow you along. And they don't just do skin cancers, but eczema and psoriasis and acne and hair loss and all sorts of things like that. So it's a full dermatology division here at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery.
Well, we had a patient last week who said he had a mole, quote-unquote a mole, for, he said 2 years, a year and a half, something like that. And it was so tiny. I saw it. I'm like, go see our dermatologist. They biopsied it. It came back as squamous cell.
See? Right.
It's one of these things that no one really knows what's going on. That's why you need to have a good doctor be on your side.
Yeah, super common. So we do all the cosmetic stuff as well as our dermatology division will do the non-cosmetic dermatology aspects of things to make you look better. Okay, I want to take another email question. It's GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com, and this is from Cheryl, and she's asking about her face.
So Cheryl is from Nassau County. Once again, she had a question in regards to her décolleté area. She said that she does the treatments in regards.
Okay, wait. Back up a second, because certain people don't know what the décolleté area is. That's that area of the chest that's exposed from the neck down in between the breasts. So Cheryl's worried about the sun damage there. And
you mean
worried,
the cleavage?
I guess the cleavage here. The cleavage, I think, as more like breast area. But the décolleté area is that flat area between your kind of jawline and the breast area.
Oh, I see.
Okay, that triangle.
You're showing
there
me on your chest right now. No.
I am showing it. So
he's doing a whole. I'm doing modeling.
He's unbuttoning his shirt to show us.
What else does Cheryl say?
She said that there's a lot of age spots on her chest, and it doesn't actually match her face. She said it's very wrinkly. It's kind of dry. There's a lot of sun damage. So. What can you guys do for the hair?
Okay, a lot of non-invasive things that we can do at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery. This is not about surgery all the time. This is about one of the things that we can do is some lasers, different skincare treatments, all sorts of peels. And what we do at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery, Dr. Nick, is use what's called a Visia skincare analysis, and that shows you what you can look like. So briefly, in 10 seconds or less, just tell us what the Visia is.
This is on our Instagram. Visia is a device that can analyze your skin with all these different parameters and will give you a number of how bad your skin is.
Yeah, we can actually age you. I did this live on Access Hollywood to one of the stars and showed them what they were going to look like. Yeah, so there's tons of things that we can do at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery. It's about non-invasive. It's about invasive surgery, whatever we want to do, but it's looking natural. And again, don't forget about the dermatology. Get the skincare check at Greenberg Cosmetic Surgery and Dermatology Centers as well. So there's tons of things that we can do to make you look better. If you want to reach us, it's GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com. Phone lines are open for a little bit longer time. If you want a complimentary consultation, we'd love to see you in one of our offices. It's 212-319-4999. You can call now. Just tell them you heard us on Nip Tuck Saturday. We're here every Saturday from 12 until 1. Have a great week, everybody. And don't forget our Instagram is Dr. Stephen T. Greenberg, and it's Dr. J. Nick Plastic Surgery. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Have a great week, everybody.
Enjoy your week.
This has been Nip Tuck Saturdays with Dr. Stephen T. Greenberg. Go to GreenbergCosmeticSurgery.com or call 212-319-4999. See you next week.